time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from Topeka, Kansas. The Northwest Missouri State basketball team's on the road once again as they take on the Washburn Ichabods here this evening from Lee Arena. Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, for this women's matchup coming up, Bearcat women had a half of a great performance the other night, but the second half kind of disappointing for the Cats, and it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back here today.
Yeah, it was really like it was two different ball games in that matchup with Nebraska Kearney out in Kearney. The first half, Northwest women were on a 17-0 run in the first half, took command of it, had a 14-point lead at halftime. Unfortunately, they didn't have to play 40 minutes instead of just 20, and the Nebraska Kearney team came back out at the end of the halftime. They were fired up, went on a 12-0 run, took the lead, and never looked back against Northwest. So again, Northwest, and when they play like they did to build that lead, they're as good as anybody, but unfortunately, they just let up there at halftime, and didn't come out with the same type of intensity they had in the first half, and let one slip away on Thursday night.
And, you know, really, Coach Michael Smith taking a positive approach. You know, we got a chance to hear from him before the ball game. He's trying to keep it positive because there are a lot of positive things that have happened, and hopefully that's an approach that will work for him.
Yeah, I think that's a very good way to do things. They played very well in some tough losses, to Emporia, to Fort Hays State, to name just a couple, where you're making progress, but you're not seeing the progress in your wins and losses right now. So again, take what was working out of that game with Nebraska Kearney and focus on continuing to play that way, and hopefully they can take that attitude into a matchup against a Washburn team that's a little bit down this year from what we've seen in the past.
Northwest Missouri State and Washburn, our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. We're back with more from Topeka, Kansas after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State and Washburn are doubleheader tonight for this Washburn team, coming in with an 8-5 record on the women's side, 3-3 in the MIAA. That and the fact that Coach Smith has been here with teams that have won games here in Lee Arena. We've seen a lot of struggles for Northwest teams over the years here at Lee Arena because there's, you know, been a lot of good basketball teams out of Washburn. But with those two factors, hopefully that can give this Northwest team a little bit of a spark, because when you have trouble winning in a certain place, it's kind of tough to overcome that.
Yeah, and of course, Lee Arena's been tough, as you mentioned, for a lot of teams just due to the fact Washburn's had some national caliber teams through the years. And this is a team that really hasn't gelled as far as the Washburn Ichabod women's basketball team is. And Coach McHenry's been a little bit frustrated with getting performances out of this team. But Again, they're a team that's got a lot of talent out there, but maybe if you can take advantage of a team that might not be playing with as much confidence as they've played in the past here. And Northwest, on the other hand, a squad that is really, for the most part, the best games the Bearcats have played this year has been against some of the top teams in the MIAA. So hopefully they can carry that type of attitude into a matchup here and get away with a win.
Northwest and Washburn, when we come back on the pregame show, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women, Michael Smith. That's right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1992 graduate Daryl Johnson was recently inducted into the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Johnson is currently an English and Communications Arts instructor at Smithville High School in Smithville, Missouri. He says he tries to find ways to continue to relate to his students in the classroom.
Some of the key things to classroom success, from what I've been told, is good classroom management, knowledge of your content, and being able to connect with these young adults who are really living in this fast-paced world of informational text, to make these personal connections to literature. And some of my foundational principles include mutually high expectations of one another and embracing humor in the classroom, and making sure I get to know these kids as individuals. Once they know me and I know them, a true education can occur.
Johnson also received his master's degree from Northwest in 1998 and says the university has played a strong role in the success he's had since leaving the Maryville campus.
They prepared me very well for the classroom. In fact, I was at the alumni banquet this last year, and I sat at a table with Dr. Albertini and his wife, and Dr. Red, my father-in-law, and Dr. Jasinski and his wife, and just reminded them how impressed I was with the quality of education that I received. And, you know, these professors that I had years ago still remember who I am. They remember where you come from. They were really invested in you as a student, and that said a lot to me. That spoke volumes to me.
Johnson is also a former Missouri Teacher of the Year, which gave him an opportunity to meet President George W. Bush in the Oval Office.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in the pregame show before tonight's game between Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. Joining us is Northwest women's coach Michael Smith. Coach, just a one-day quick turnaround. How do you spend just one day to get ready for the next game?
Well, it is. It's not really a whole lot of time to think about Nebraska-Kearney if you really details. I guess that's a good way of looking at this, is we don't have two or three days to stew on our, you know, our second half performance from the other night. And so it is a great way to rebound, and what better way to do that than just be able to get out on the floor and try to get all of our frustrations out here and take them out on a team like Washburn. So it has been a quick turnaround, getting home late on, I guess it was Thursday, and then having film and a little bit of practice. Only got about an hour practice in last night, and it's more or less just to walk through how we need to defend, you know, how we're our approach in defending Washburn and what we expect out of them, you know, from an offensive and defensive standpoint. And you know, I guess at that point it's more or less a mental preparation with that short of time.
I know we talked about it before, how the team has shown a lot of good signs, and that the trick right now is to kind of harness the good stuff and get it to happen more often, and now look toward 40 minutes, I guess, of basketball.
Well, it is. You know, you try to take a positive out of everything that we do, and our positive when I was in Nebraska-Kearney is that, hey, look what we were able to do in the first half, and we were doing it with our starting point guard on the bench, you know, for example. You know, we had people that came off the bench and I thought gave us really good minutes. I probably think it's probably the best overall our bench has performed since conference play. So that's good to see that, you know, we're maturing a little bit in that standpoint. But, you know, just like you say, just trying to prepare for the next one and try to lead a pass. And, you know, I try to throw out all the scenarios. Hey, they've played this many games just like we have, and they've only got one day to prepare for us, just like we only have one day to prepare them. Washburn had a non-conference game, but still, you know, they were thinking about that. So you try to throw out as many somewhat things to look past as that, you know. And hey, we've got to move on. We've still got 15 conference games to play. It'd be one thing if we had two or three left and we were still going through this. But, again, I feel like we're getting better. And, you know, we've got a tough road tonight. There's no doubt about that. But if we come out and give total effort like we're looking for out of our team, you know, I think we'll see some really good things out of this ball club.
You've talked a lot in the early part of this season about needing the bench to improve, to get a little bit deeper. How big of a step was their performance on Thursday?
Well, I think it definitely was, you know, and a lot of that sometimes is kind of look past, you know, everybody I understand wants to start. Everybody wants to play 30 minutes. But I think once as a team, you get everybody kind of firing on all the same cylinders, is that, hey, this is my role. I'm going to get a chance. I need to make the most of it when I do get called upon. And I think we've stressed that a lot to these kids. You know, and I'm really starting to see, I guess, more of a team factor with this group. And at the end of this, you know, all these games in so many days, you know, I'd like today, I told them, everybody's got to be ready. You may be called upon. So I think they're starting to see that. And more importantly, I think they're starting to believe it.
Washburn, record-wise, maybe doesn't look like one of the best Washburn teams, but they always seem to be a challenge. What's the challenge with this team this year?
Well, it's a tough place to play. You walk in, you see all the All-American banners and the NCAA tournament banners and the national championships. And, you know, they have a really good tradition here on the women's side. And it is a tough place to play. I told our kids, I said, I've won here. I have won here and with where I've been previously. And I said, when you win at Washburn, it feels like you've won a national championship. I said, so if we can go through that and put 20 minutes together, or I should say 40 minutes together, rather than 20 like we had the other night, we can walk off feeling like that. So it is tough. They are a good team. Regardless, they've got a ton of transfers in. They're doing some things a little different than what Coach Ron has done in the past. But at the end of the day, he's a great coach, and he's going to find a way to get his kids fired up. We've got a tough task ahead of us.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thanks a lot.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. We're back with starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
An event put on by Northwest Missouri State's Career Services will help students clarify their goals and organize a search strategy that meets their needs when finding an internship. Career Services will hold an internship workshop called How to Find an Internship at 1 Thursday afternoon, January 23rd. It will be in the meeting room A of the J.W. Jones Student Union. Northwest Missouri State Career Development Coordinator of Internships, Rosalie Weatherman, says it's important for students to find an internship to add to their resume.
To get hands-on experience that parallels or coordinates with the in-class experience so that they are ready for that job market after graduation and are headed in the right direction toward their future career.
Weatherman says one thing employers look for is good communication skills.
And that's written and oral communication skills. Lots of other skills can be taught in the workplace about a particular company's business or organization's duties, but those basic things of communication, strong work ethic, interpersonal skills, flexibility, analytical skills, and the initiative, those are things that they're looking for before hiring an intern and ultimately a full-time employee.
Weatherman says students often ask where to begin.
That's usually their first question is, I just don't even know how to get started in looking for an internship. So I help them with that process of thinking about what they want to do, maybe prioritizing a little bit about what they're interested in, and offering them some resources to move ahead, things that they can look at online. On our website can be very helpful. We talk about the resume, getting that together, that process, interviewing. So it's a great basic step.
For more information on how to find an internship, visit nwmissouri.edu/careerservices. Again, the workshop is Thursday, January 23rd at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Meeting Room A of the J.W. Jones Student Union.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Kansas before tonight's doubleheader between Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. A look at the starters for Washburn. Kaysen Buckman, Janelle Travis, Kara Lee, Taylor Ignato, and Brittany Lynch. And on the other side for Northwest Missouri State, Ariel Easton, Ashley Nelson, Monique Stevens, Shelby Mustaine, and Annie Matthews. There are your starters. We're back with a tip after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MarysvilleMO.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Magalie Arena in Topeka, Kansas. They're introducing the starters for the women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. And Washburn has changed the name of the women's team. They used to go by the Lady Blues, but they all are also now going by the Ichabods. So all athletic teams for Washburn will be the Washburn Ichabods. And, John, we got an explanation beforehand, kind of a part of a long celebration.
Apparently so. Yeah, I think they were kidding just a little bit about an 8-year celebration leading up to their 150th anniversary at Washburn University, but they've consolidated the names for their athletic teams, going with Ichabods. Of course, the Ichabod name coming from the founder of Washburn University, Ichabod Washburn. They just kind of reversed it a little bit for their nickname, which is a bit unusual, but at any rate, it's the same nickname for both the men's and women's squads here at the university. I really like that. The Bearcats did that a number of years ago. Those that are familiar with the program many years ago remember that the women's teams used to be called the Bear Kittens and the men's teams the Bearcats. And I think they made a good move by just going Bearcats on both sides, not putting a lady in front of it, just strictly the Bearcat name. And seeing more and more schools go that route, and I think that's a good way to go.
Yeah, I kind of think I'm in your boat, too. I like that, where teams are just the same name and go with it. And, you know, there are some instances, like when you look at Central, I can understand the Mules and Jennies, but in cases like this, you know, just especially with the history of where the name came from, it seems to make sense to go with everybody having the same name. Well, before we move on, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat
A little bit later on this evening, the Bearcat men will be in action, and John, the men did get a win in overtime at Kearney, but still kind of looking to bounce back a little bit. They've had a couple of games in a row now where they've struggled a bit. Did end up with the win, had the loss last Saturday at home to Central Oklahoma, but this is a tough place to try to bounce back from anything.
Oh, it certainly is. This Washburn men's team having another fine season, 11-2 overall, 4-2 in the conference play, and Northwestern just one conference loss. But one of the things Coach McCollum talked about in the post game Thursday night, it's important to get a win when your team maybe doesn't play well, and I think that's what happened on Thursday. You can build a little bit off of that and come in and put together a more complete game tonight against Washburn, and you'll need it. And I think one area that they'll need to improve on, and I think it's an area they can, is just at the free throw line. They really struggled against Kearney on Thursday night, missing some key free throws, and had they been able to hit some free throws, they could have won that one in regulation. But second-ranked team in the conference in free throw shooting percentage, you anticipate that that'll turn around.
Shelby Mustaine in the center circle for Northwest in the road greens, Washburn in the home whites, and across from her is Brittany Lynch, the 6'1 junior out of Omaha. The ball in the air and the tip controlled by Washburn as they work right to left in this first half. Across the timeline is Janelle Travis. She'll go over to the right side for Buckman. Now on to the left, it swings for Ignato. She'll give it up to Travis. Looks inside, now dribbles up to the wing, left open, three on the way, too strong. Rebound for Ariel Easton for Northwest. Gives it up to Monique Stevens. Stevens brings it across midcourt. Slides over to the right side into the corner now for Ashley Nelson. Nelson will bring it up to the wing. Goes on the drive. Leaves it for Mustaine on the baseline. Out to the right wing, Easton. She'll bring it on a couple of dribbles. Put up a 16-footer. It's too strong. Rebound on the backside for Janelle Travis. Washburn the other way as Travis works it to the wing. Down at top of the key to Ignato. On to the left wing, Buckman. Jason Buckman works it out to Travis out near midcourt. Over to the left side, Ignato on the drive. The runner with a left hand get off the glass. The lefty hits the first shot of the game, and it's a 2-0 lead for Washburn. Nelson with it on the right side for Northwest into the high post, Mustaine. She squares, spins, will kick it out top of the key, Easton. Out of the high post, left Matthews, back over to Mustaine. Into the right corner for Nelson. Nelson will dribble it to the free throw line. Over to the left, Stevens. Fakes on a three. Blows by Travis. Up with a shot off the glass. Nice shot fake from the left side by Monique Stevens. That'll tie the game at two. Washburn with the basketball. Just over a minute 20 into the game. On the left side, Buckman hesitates. Now drives through a double team. Shot no good. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Out to Stevens on the left. Lobs it across to the right wing. Hits it to Easton. Now to Stevens. Out top of the key, Nelson. Free throw line, Mustaine. Right side, Easton open. A three on the way. That one's off left. Rebound for Brittany Lynch inside for the Ichabods. Outlet ahead on the right. A long three by Ignato in transition, and she knocks it down. The 14th three of the season for Taylor Ignato. And she has all five Washburn points. That is a 5-2 lead for the Ichabods. Out of the high post, Mustaine at the elbow. Gives it out for Easton on the wing. Easton will bring it to the top of the key. Out of the left side, Mustaine. Into the corner, Nelson. A three-pointer on the way off the side of the backboard. The rebound goes to Brittany Lynch for the Lady Blue, or excuse me, for the Ichabods. Out top of the key it goes. Ignato tries to drive down to the baseline. Left for Lynch. Out top of the key, she'll give it for Travis, and Travis will set the half-court offense. On to the left for Buckman. Well beyond the arc. Inside gets it to Kara Lee, the 6'4" senior, then has it knocked away and out of bounds, and it will belong to Washburn.
One thing that strikes me watching Washburn early here is they've got a lot of size inside, but I don't sense the quickness that we've seen out of Washburn teams in the past.
Inbound to the left side, Ignato into the corner. We'll bring it up on the left sideline to Travis. Travis at the top of the key gets a screen from Lee to the left wing. It's four on the shot clock. Inside it goes. Lynch, turnaround jumper with the left hand. It's good. Brittany Lynch with her first points. It's a 7-2 lead for Washburn. 17-17 to play in the first half. Stevens with it on the left side to Mustaine at the high post. Mustaine spins, gives it out to Nelson, who goes on the drive. Now to Matthews, a jumper from 16 off left, the rebound to the baseline, Janelle Travis. Long pass ahead, overthrows Ignato, who loses it out of bounds on the near sideline, and it will go to Northwest Missouri State.
Right now, Northwest getting some good looks at the bucket offensively, just haven't had the shots go down. Only one field goal so far, but really defensively, Washburn's giving Northwest some looks, and Northwest just needs to take advantage of it.
Stevens works it over to the right side. On the wing. Now to the top of the key it goes. Mustaine with a jumper from 18, and it's good for Shelby Mustaine. Mustaine with her first points since a 7-4 lead for Washburn. Ichabod's with the basketball on the left side. Lee to the top of the key. Gives it up for Lynch. Lynch will now go to the left side and away from the ball. Ashley Nelson knocked to the floor, and we're going to have a foul against Kara Lee. Lee called for the first foul of this game, and it will give the ball to Northwest Missouri State. Meredy Scott, the 5'7 senior out of Maryville, takes the place of Ashley Nelson in the Northwest lineup. And the Bearcats will inbound the basketball as Stevens, who has that left shoulder wrapped, will bring it up the floor. Picked up by Janelle Travis, works it to the high post for Mustaine. Mustaine now out to the right sideline. Easton between the circle. Stevens, left side Scott, near the sideline. She'll put it on the floor once. Mustaine, top of the key. Easton on the right wing, on the drive, into the lane, and she is fouled as she goes up with the shot. Janelle Travis tried to strip the basketball loose. Easton showing some upper body strength, just getting the ball up and at least around the rim, but she'll get two free throws. Easton, a 74% free throw shooter this year. Her first one here is good. First point of the ball game for Easton, who had a great first half against Nebraska Kearney for Northwest, as did several of the Bearcat players. Second one for Easton is good. Makes it a one-point game. Washburn with a lead in the basketball, 16-13 to play in the first half. Across midcourt comes Travis. Now it works out to the right side. Ignato starts a drive, kicks it out for Buckman. Round to the right, inside to Lee. Lee gives it to a cutting Buckman. It's off of her fingertips. Will go out of bounds on the near side, and it will go back to Northwest. You mentioned quickness. Another thing you don't see is just the fundamentals don't seem as crisp for this Washburn team.
It doesn't. And it looks to me like it's a team just trying to get to know each other a little bit better out there.
Stevens takes a long inbound pass in the front court, working it over to the right side. Calls out the offense from the wing. Into the corner for Scott. Now inside, Timber Schechinger. Out to the top of the key, Stevens. On to the left for Matthews. On the perimeter, she'll bring it up to the wing with the dribble. Give it up for Easton near the corner. Easton, a drive on the baseline. Up with the right hand. It's off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Kason Buckman for Washburn. Travis now will take it over to the right wing. Give it up top of the key for Lynch. Lynch with a dribble. Left open, 15-footer off the right side of the rim. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Matthews will give it up for Stevens. And Stevens will bring it up the left side of the floor this time for Northwest. It's a screen from Schechinger. Spins, kicks it out. Three-pointer left side. Timber Schechinger knocks it down from the wing. Her 10th three of the season. And Northwest Missouri State takes a 9-7 lead.
Timber, another one of those players that put together a good first half on Thursday night coming off the bench. And she looks like she's adapting more to that bench role she has.
Now a three-pointer left side forced up and missed badly by Taylor Ignato. Northwest out of there with a rebound. And Annie Matthews crashing the boards hard in this first half, as she did in the first half Thursday. Now a pass to the left side. Easton going to Matthews. Matthews thought it was going to somebody on the baseline. Let it go. It goes out of bounds, and Washburn will have it after a timeout. 14:48 to play in the first half. 9-7 Northwest with the lead. We're back to Topeka, Kansas in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, Matt Gordon along with John Coffey, as we've got Bearcat basketball here tonight. The Bearcats playing a good stretch of games here, as they'll have just one day between now and their next game. Of course, there is a game on Monday night at Bearcat Arena. It was the games that were postponed last Monday because of the weather and Northeastern State unable to make the trip to Maryville. So those will be played Monday at Bearcat Arena.
It's almost like an NBA schedule right now.
Yeah. 9-7 the lead for the Northwest women over the Washburn Ichabods. 14:42 to play in the first half. Top of the key, a three on the way from Haley Fowl. That one misses and goes out of bounds in the right corner, so Northwest Missouri State will get it back. Ashley Nelson checked back in during the break for Northwest Missouri State. Ariel Easton will run the point this time around as Monique Stevens gets a breather for the Bearcats. Now underneath to Timber Schechinger. She'll be called for a double dribble, trying to back down on Haley Fowl, and that will give the Ichabods the basketball. Two-point Bearcat lead, almost 6 minutes into it here at Washburn. Cross midcourt with a pass right side. Buckman will bring it out top of the key. Fowl. Fowl onto the left for Dana Channel. Now Channel on the give and go. Drops the pass, but it's picked up in the right corner. Alyssa Nichols starts to drive up with a shot at short. Honor Duvall, the rebound, backs in. Stripped to the basketball by Merity Scott. Ariel Easton up with the loose ball. And now they call her for a carry. She was trying to avoid a reach-in steal by Washburn, and that will give it right back to the Ichabods, but great defensive play there by Merity Scott.
Official initially indicated it was going to be a travel, then he went with the carry. I think he knew something just didn't look right there. So anyway, it's a turnover, unfortunately going right back to Washburn.
Nickel gives it to Duvall on the left side, out on the perimeter, and out of the top of the key. Buckman thought about a shot instead. Right side foul, her three. No good. Rebound for Ariel Easton. Good job on the defensive boards early for Northwest. 13:45 to play in this first half. Two-point Bearcat lead. Schechinger at the left elbow down the lane. Into the corner, Scott. Drive along the baseline. Reverse layup for Merity Scott. No good. Rebound for Duvall. Now Duvall trying to get away from Scott. Does. Able to get the basketball to Nickel. She'll work it ahead. Left side, Buckman takes a three. That one rattles out. Duvall, the rebounder. Follow over Mustaine. Short. This time, Timber Schechinger out of there with it for Northwest. Ariel Easton brings it up the floor for the Cats on the right side. Wanted to drive, cut off by Buckman. Brings it out to Nelson between the circles. Calls for a screen. Gets one from Schechinger. Down to the baseline on the drive. Up with the runner just off the block. No good. Rebound for Duvall inside for Washburn. Still a 9-7 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 13 minutes to play in the first half. Top of the key, Duvall works to the Buckman left side. Now down near the corner, Channel. She'll bring it up to the left wing. Between the circles for Nickel. Nickel will work it over to the right side for Buckman. Buckman with a dribble. Top of the key. Foul. Back to Buckman. Now to Foul. Wide open three on the way, and it's good. Haley Foul with her first points of the game. And it's a 10-9 lead for Washburn over Northwest Missouri State. 12.5 minutes to play in the first half. Ariel Easton running the point. Calls out the offense. Dribbles over toward the left sideline. Pass top of the key. Nelson out of the high post for Mustaine. Mustaine. Spins, thought about a long shot, now passes it off right side Nelson. She drives, spins, into a double team shot, short, rebound on the baseline, belongs to Washburn. Foul came out of there with it, gives it up to Buckman. Buckman over to the right side, leaves it for Nickel. She'll bring it out middle of the floor and set the offense for the Ichabods. Started by Easton, gets a screen from Duvall. Over to the left side on the wing. Now out top, Nelson gets a steal. Stepped in front of Buckman. Layup the other way. Contested by Buckman. It's good. And Ashley Nelson is fouled. She'll have a three-point play opportunity for Northwest.
Great concentration by Ashley going up with that shot. She knew there was going to be contact as she went up. Was still able to bank it in and get to the free throw line.
First points of the game for Ashley Nelson. First foul of the game for Kaysen Buckman. And Nelson will step to the free throw line. Alexandria Blarock checks in for Northwest, a 5'8 junior out of Kansas City. Annie Matthews back on the floor for the Cats as well. Free throw for Ashley Nelson, good. So she converts on the opportunity. And gives Northwest Missouri State a two-point lead. Monique Stevens takes Nelson's place on the floor. 11:53 to play in the first half here in Topeka. Travis across midcourt, works it over to the right side. Ignato, now to the left, foul. Leaves it on the wing for Channel. She'll bring it top of the key with the dribble. Over to the right side, on the wing for Ignato. She dribbles to the top of the key, leaves it out left side for foul. To the free throw line, through the lane. Underhanded layup short. Matthews right there for the board for Northwest Missouri State. Annie Matthews already with four rebounds in this game. Monique Stevens with it on the left side. Goes to the high post for Schechinger. Out to the left side, Easton. Easton at the free throw line, steps back, head fake, now on the drive. That head fake got Haley Fowl off balance, and Ariel Easton hits the shot, her first field goal. 4 points for Easton, and that's the lead for Northwest. 11:06 to go in the first half. Out top of the key, Fowl takes another three, and that one is good, and that's actually Taylor Ignato who knocked it down. She's got two threes in this first half, 8 points total, and it's a one-point Bearcat lead. Easton with it at the top of the key, the crossover, works it out right side, Blaurock. Now back to Easton, on to the left, Schechinger. Fakes on the three, driving the baseline, double team, try to go to Matthews, knocked away from her and out of bounds, off of Taylor Ignato, and it will belong to Northwest. Kaysen Buckman back on the floor, along with Brittany Lynch for Washburn. And Monique Stevens will step out near the three-point line along the baseline to inbound. Gets to Matthews, caught her off guard, but she caught it. Now to Schechinger, left open, a three on the way, too strong. Rebound for Lynch. Outlet goes on the left side to Travis. Over to Ignato, hesitates, drives to the baseline, kick out pass left side. Travis inside to Lee. Her pass tip, but goes to Lynch. Now Buckman, right side three, in and out, no good. Matthews with the rebound for Northwest. 10-17 to play in the first half, a 14-13 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. Stevens with it, calling out the offense, this time working the right side of the floor, looking at a 2-3 zone out of Washburn, into the corner, Schechinger to Stevens, inside to Matthews, knocked away, she gets it out to Schechinger, top of the key, Stevens, 7 on the shot clock, Stevens drives to Easton, top of the key, 3, that one off right, rebound inside, Matthews, double team, gets it out to Easton, now to Stevens between the circles, Northwest will reset, left side, Easton. Now to Stevens, back to Easton, looking in at Schechinger. She's double-teamed into the corner for Schechinger. Now to the wing. Stevens on the drive, kicks it out top, Blaurock, right side for Easton. Down to the baseline she goes, skips it across, left side, Schechinger on the wing. The three, too strong. Rebound knocked away by Matthews, but they're going to call her for a foul, knocking Janelle Travis to the floor. That'll be the first on Annie Matthews, who again hammering the boards early in this game.
Yeah, just like she did Thursday night against UNK.
Timeout with 9:28 to play in the first half. 14-13, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Washburn. We're back to Lee Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, 14-13, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Washburn. We're seeing both teams miss some shots. Northwest are coming a little bit closer. Washburn has already attempted 17 threes. They're 5 of 17 from three-point range.
And I think Northwest, one of the reasons they're shooting some from three-point range is Northwest is doing a good job inside against the top players for Washburn, making it difficult inside, so they've been trying to kick it down and getting a look outside. For Northwest, their trouble is offensively, just missing some open looks, and if they can get some of those to start falling down, they can open up this game.
I should change that. It's 17 shots overall for Washburn. They're 5 of 17, 3 of 9 from three-point range. Washburn with the basketball inside, a left hook by Brittany Lynch is good. That's 4 points for Lynch. And it's a 15-14 lead for Washburn. 9:05 to go in the first half. Northwest Missouri State with it. Stevens works it over to the right side. Now top of the key, Nelson. On the drive, into the corner. Stevens open, a three on the way. That one in and out, no good. Rebound for Kaysen Buckman for Washburn. She'll lead the break for the Ichabods. Now inside to Lee. Hook shot off the glass. Good for Kara Lee. First points for Lee, and now we've got Washburn will get the basketball here. I didn't see the signal. Blaurock was standing out of bounds with the basketball, but she committed some sort of violation, and Washburn will get the ball right back. Quick inbound to Lee, knocked away from her and out of bounds as Mustaine got a hand on it. And the Ichabods will inbound this time, baseline left. Kaysen Buckman will inbound it. She's their leading scorer, also leads in assists. Up to the high post, Lee. Lee up with a shot, and it's good from 10 for Kara Lee. So she benefits most. She got two quick buckets for her first 4 points, a five-point lead for the Ichabods. Top of the key, Stevens backs it out for Northwest Missouri State. We'll work it right side to Nelson. Back to Stevens. On to the left for Blahrock. She's on the wing there. We'll skip it to the right wing for Stevens. Stevens starts a drive, backs it out, still looking at that 2-3 zone from Washburn. Inside, Schechinger cutting through. Shot off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. It's 5 for Schechinger. 19-16 game. Washburn with the lead in the ball. 8 minutes to play in the first half. Across the timeline, Janelle Travis will work it over the left side on a screen from Lee. Inside it goes to Lynch. Turnaround jumper too strong. Lee the rebound. The follow misses short. Mustaine with the rebound. Knocked to the floor. And this one will go against Washburn and Kara Lee. It will be her second. Two of the four Washburn fouls have been called against Lee. Ariel Easton and Annie Matthews back in for Northwest. Mustaine will go to the sideline along with Barra. 7:50 to play in the first half. A 19-16 lead for the Washburn Ichabods over Northwest Missouri State. And Monique Stevens will bring it up the floor for the Cats. Slides over to the left side with a dribble to the wing to Nelson, top of the key. Nelson onto the right, got a screen, crosses over to Schechinger on the wing. In the corner for Stevens. Drives, tried to throw a pass to ball, tipped it. Picked up by Ignato. She'll bring it over to the right wing in transition. Launch up the three. It's off the back of the rim and over the top of the backboard and out of bounds. It's one thing when Ignato decides she's going to shoot, she fires it up in a hurry.
It doesn't really matter where she's at on the floor.
19-16 lead for Washburn. Bearcat women. A solid start to this game and a tough place to play at Lee Arena. Matthews, the high post right, out to Easton. She'll drive with it down to the baseline. A jumper over Duvall. Short may have been partially tipped by Duvall. And a rebound to Brittany Lynch. So Washburn will work it ahead in transition. Left side Buckman on the drive. Shot blocked away from behind. Goes out of bounds. And Washburn will inbound on the baseline left as Coach McHenry irate that there was no foul call there. And he adamantly showing with his right arm that the arm was swung on that blocked shot, thinking there should have been a foul call there. A timeout here. Washburn will have the ball. 7:02 to play in the first half. A 19-16 game. And again, don't forget, Monday night basketball at Bearcat Arena this Monday. It's the rescheduled game against Northeastern State that was postponed last Monday because of the weather conditions. 5:30 tip on Monday night. We'll be on the air at 5:10 along the Bearcat Radio Network. And, of course, bring you both games along the network Monday night.
Yeah, it should be a couple good ones. Again, that was supposed to be last Monday, but I think there'll be a couple challenges coming up for Northwest on Monday night.
Washburn inbounds, right side Buckman. Starts a drive, is cut off, brings it out to the wing, now to the free throw line. Left side, Travis. Travis gets a screen from Duvall, launches a three. That one is good. Janelle Travis. She leads the team, having hit now 31 threes this year. She's got 5 points tonight. It's a six-point lead for the Ichabods. On the left side, a drive by Nelson. Shot off the glass, no good. And the rebound for Honor Duvall for Washburn. Ahead to Buckman on the left side. Down to the baseline. Brings it out to Travis. And she'll set the half-court offense for the Ichabods. Over to the left side for Buckman. She brings it to the free throw line. Into the lane. Up with the runner from 10. And it's good. Now we're starting to see Washburn hit shots. And Northwest, still missing, needs to bring up that percentage as the lead has grown to 8.
And Washburn getting better percentage shots right now. A lot of these coming in the paint.
Schechinger at the left elbow, left open, a 15-footer, and now Lynch did get a piece of it. Easton, though, steals away the outlet pass, goes up with a layup. That's too strong, and a rebound for Duvall. Long outlet goes to Ignato. Over to the left side, Travis. Inside to Lynch. She's hammered as she goes up with the shot. And Northwest is missing a bunch of shots in the paint.
Right now, 6 of 23 overall for 26% from the field. And again, in the paint, getting some good looks, whether it be layups or working it inside, and they're just not falling. And some of them have been open looks.
So Lynch steps to the free throw line for 2 free throws. The first one is good. 5 points now for Brittany Lynch. Meredith Scott into the lineup. 5:50 to play in the first half. Second free throw from Lynch off the front of the rim. Easton there for the rebound. Stevens will bring it up the floor for Northwest, calling out the offense from the backcourt. Now we've seen Washburn switch back to a man-to-man. Out between the circles for Easton. Left side, Matthews. Back to Easton, top of the key for Scott. High post, Mustaine. Mustaine underneath to Stevens on the drive. She has the shot blocked away. It goes out of bounds, but Honor Duvall will be called for the foul. That'll be the first on her. 15 foul, and Monique Stevens will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest.
Monique Thursday night got into early foul trouble, set through a lot of the first half, and really never did get in the swing of the game on Thursday night.
First free throw is good for Stevens, and she'll get one more opportunity as Alyssa Nickel checks back into the lineup for the Washburn Ichabods. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. So Stevens hits both free throws. And Alexandria Blaurock comes into the lineup for Northwest in place of Stevens. 5:31 to go in the first half. It's a 25-18 lead for Washburn. Across the timeline, Nickel works it over to the left for Buckman. Top of the key, Lynch on the drive. Got caught up in the air, throws it away. Easton tipped it to Blaurock. And Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Easton across the timeline with it. Over to the right side for Scott. Scott to the free throw line, Mustaine. Mustaine spins with it, now gives it to Easton. Started a drive, cut off, back over to Mustaine. Mustaine down the lane, out to Blara. Right side, Easton, down to the baseline with it, into the lane, up with the shot, and got it to go. Nice drive by Ariel Easton, 6 points for her, and it's a 5-point lead for Washburn. Nickel up the middle of the floor, picked up by Blara, over to the right, Ignato. On the drive, kicks it out. Easton tips the pass. It will go out of bounds on the near side and belong to Washburn after a timeout. 4:39 to play in the first half, 25-20. Washburn's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, 4:39 to play in the first half, 25-20. Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We saw a little bit of a run by Washburn, but Northwest able to shorten it. I don't know how many times we've been here in Topeka and seen 15, 20, 25-point runs by this Washburn team, but I don't know that this Washburn team is capable of that.
Yeah, I don't think as we talked about earlier, the quickness, and they were not as explosive in the transition game as we've seen in the past. Like you say, a lot of times once they get some things going and get that transition game going, they can open up a game in a hurry, and they don't look like they've got that explosiveness.
Washburn with the ball coming out of the break. On the right side with it, Ignato. She'll work it between the circles to Nickel. Now over to the left side, foul. Back to Nickel and Ignato. They work it around the perimeter on the left side with it. Foul has to force the three. That one misses badly, and Blaurock there for the rebound for Northwest Missouri State. Easton will bring the ball up the floor. Goes over to the left side with the dribble. Washburn still in a man-to-man. They played some zone in this first half as well. Scott with it on the wing. Brings it down toward the baseline. Mustaine tried to go inside to Matthews. Throws it right to Duvall. Duvall works it ahead. Left side, Ignato. Up with the runner. Rattles out. But she draws the foul. We'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. The Northwest foul called on Alexandria Blaurock. Her first, team's second. Excuse me, third team foul. And a first free throw of two, no good for Ignato, an 84% free throw shooter. As a team, Washburn hit 75% of their free throws. The second one is good. So that'll make it a 26-20 game. Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. And at the top of the key, Merity Scott with it for the Cats. We'll back it out between the circles. Work it over to the right side, Easton. Down to the baseline she goes. Now brings it out. Top of the key for Mustaine. 17-footer off the back of the rim. Long rebound for Duvall, but she threw it away. Easton gets the steal. Down to the baseline, tried to go through the lane, and they're going to call an offensive foul and a flop. Wow. Duvall went down way too easy. Let's say Duvall, what, twice the size of Ariel Easton?
Easily.
Not much contact. Duvall fell, and Easton gets called for the foul. First against Ariel Easton, fourth team foul against Northwest. And that will give it back to Washburn. 26-20, the lead for the Ichabods. Foul with it on the left side. Over to Buckman on the wing. Skip across to the right. Nickel. Back to Fowl. A three on the way. Nothing but net. Haley Fowl. All six of her points have come outside the arc. 3:12 to play in the first half and a 9-point Washburn lead, matching their biggest of this first half. Warrock up top. Now to Schechinger at the high post. She dribbles into the lane. Gives it for Matthews. Now to Easton right side. Into the corner for Scott. Scott dribbles to the high post, brings it out to Schechinger between the circles. She'll try a drive. Goes down to Matthews, knocked away by Duvall, and it's picked up on the baseline by Fowl. Fowl gives it up to Nickel. Nickel across midcourt by Easton, but throws it away as it goes right by Taylor Ignato and out of bounds. Northwest will get it back as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat basketball, pass inside to Annie Matthews, turnaround jumper over to Duvall, won't go, and the rebound for Ignato. She'll work it ahead on the right side to Fowl. Fowl back to Ignato, now between the circles, Nickel, over to the left side for Buckman. Nickel, middle of the floor it goes to Fowl, over to the right side, Ignato, Fowl, now back to Nickel, on to the left for Buckman. And for Nickel, into the high post, it goes to Duvall, no look out to Buckman, and a three-pointer good for Cason Buckman. We're starting to see Washburn heat up from the outside, first double-digit lead of the game, 32-20 for the Ichabods. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Scott works it over to the left side, spins, gets into the lane with the dribble, now out to Stevens. She's on the right wing, looking in at Annie Matthews, instead to the high post, Schechinger, she's on the drive. Goes up with the shot. The left hand good for Timber Schechinger. Got that one over Haley Fowl. 7 for Schechinger. 10-point game. Washburn with the lead in the ball. 1:39 to play in the first half. Inside to Duvall. Duvall with the dribble in a double team. Spins. Kicks it out. Left side. Ignato takes a three. That's off the right side of the rim. Annie Matthews with the rebound for Northwest. Her 7th board of this first half. 1:23 to play in the half. Bearcats trying to cut into a 10-point Washburn lead. Monique Stevens dribbling over to the right side. Brings it between the circles for Scott. To Schechinger at the high post. Over to the right elbow for Matthews. Now to Blarock. She'll dribble at the top of the key. And over to the left wing. Skips it across right side. Stevens. Now to Schechinger. Schechinger with a couple of dribbles to Matthews. Blarock. 18-footer up. In and out. No good. Rebound to the floor. Scott comes up with it. Misses the follow. But Annie Matthews there to tip it in for Northwest. First points for Matthews, and it's an 8-point Washburn lead under a minute to play in the half. Buckman with it on the left side. Out top it goes to Fowl. Left open. A three is good. They left her wide open. She hits her third three of the game. Now, granted, she's only hit 8 all season coming into today and has 3 tonight. Half a minute to play in the first half, an 11-point lead for Washburn. Pass to the high post for Matthews. Matthews with one dribble out to Blarock. Down to the baseline, into a double team to Matthews. Top of the key it goes, Stevens. Over to left for Schechinger. 20 to play in the half. Now to Matthews. Out right side, Blarock. She'll drive with it. Spins, kicks it to Scott. Driving the baseline, bump. She spins to the free throw line. Matthews, 15-footer. Good for Annie Matthews. Good ball movement by the Cats. 6 to play in the first half. Washburn up the floor. Nickel leaves it out top, gives it for Ignato up with the 16-footer, no good, and that will do it. That's the end of the first half. It's a 35-26 lead for Washburn over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back to Lee Arena in Topeka after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
We're back at Lee Arena in Topeka. 35-26 the lead for Washburn over Northwest Missouri State. And, John, when you look at Northwest, basically, they played decent, just couldn't get a lot of shots inside the paint to fall.
And a lot of those were open looks that just didn't fall. They had some layups as they make some nice drives down the lane and missed the layup, or just getting into the lane and getting a good look and just not falling. Those have been dropping down. A little bit of a different story here at halftime. Again, just struggling on some very good percentage shots.
And then you look at Washburn. They missed early on from outside, but really started to heat up in the last 10 minutes of that first half.
Yeah, hit a couple big threes that opened up the game a little bit. And then the inside game started coming out a little bit more for Washburn as well, but primarily the threes late in the half are the difference right now in this game.
Right now at the half, 35-26 the lead for the Washburn Ichabods. The men's teams will meet up in just a little bit. When we come back, we'll hear from Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant, about that matchup, and we'll do it right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas. We're at the half of the women's matchup of this doubleheader. 35-26, Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. The men's game coming up a little bit later on this evening. And Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer joining us. Austin, an overtime win against Nebraska Kearney on Thursday. Not the prettiest of games, but you got to win the ugly ones too, right?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. You take any win on the road in this league. But, no, we felt, you know, after the Central Oklahoma game, we didn't feel like our effort was there, and we didn't feel like we really competed. But we felt like we competed against Nebraska Kearney. We didn't feel like we particularly played that good. But, you know, to win a game like that, you know, get it to overtime, like we were down six, I think, with a minute and a half left, and just to get it to overtime and pull that out, it was a huge win, a huge road win, and you know, hopefully we play hard and play good today.
You know, a lot of times we don't talk about individuals and defensive play too often, but I really thought you got a great night defensively. You know, their leading scorer came in, one of the top scorers in the MIAA, yep. But you guys played, I mean, he had 15, but they just weren't an important 15.
Yeah, they weren't, and it was a tough 15, too. I mean, he had to work for it, and, you know, yeah, the guys we put on did a great job. Bryson started off on him, did a great job, and that's what we had the scouting report. You know, we want to shut him down and not give him angles, because when he gets angles, he's pretty good, and we made it tough on him, and you know, a guy that's averaging 20 a game, you know, holding him to 15 is pretty good, and just kind of limited him going on a run or, you know, hitting open shots. We didn't give him anything easy, so that was huge.
And they did have a few guys that kind of stepped it up a little bit in that ball game. Is it kind of tricky? Because that obviously is going to have to be an adjustment. It's kind of tough to predict maybe who might step up their game.
Yeah, when you key so much on one guy sometimes, it's, you know, we kind of did that earlier in the year in some games that we key on maybe a top scorer, and then it seems like the other guys go off and hurt you, and that didn't happen against Central O because we keyed on Josh Gibbs, and I think Josh Gibbs had 30, so that definitely didn't happen that game. But, you know, we just need everybody. You need five guys on the floor to be solid. You know, we talked about our defense doesn't really change a whole lot game to game. We know tendencies of individual players on our scouting report, but as a defense as a whole, it doesn't change. And, you know, it takes five guys. You can't have three guys out there ready to play defensively. You got to have all five for your rotations and defensive rebound and things like that. So it's got to be a complete job defensively.
One thing that's a little different, just one day. I know you guys in the past have played where you had just a couple of days to prepare, but with just one day, how do you guys use that one day to get ready for tonight?
Well, we had a fairly short practice yesterday, but kind of went over some stuff that they do and watched some more film and went through scouting reports. So not as much stuff on the floor, but you know, we've been watching this team for the last week, a week and a half, and going through all their games, and with our film and our, it makes it pretty easy to go back and look at other games. We don't do a lot of you know, driving to places to watch the scout teams because we have all that stuff film wise, but they're a good team. They're really good at home. They've won, I think, 11 straight at home. They're 7-0 this season. You know, we got to bring it. It's, you know, anytime we come down here and play, it's always a war.
You know, I know we talk about some places that you guys go where we just say, you know, it's tough to come here and win. Is a lot of that just because of the teams, or is it atmosphere? Is it both? What is it?
I mean, here it's just traditionally they've always been tough. They've been a good team, and it's you know, it's a tough fight. I guess I can't really pinpoint exactly why they're traditionally really good. And they're traditionally a very good offensive rebounding team. They're very tough. And I think that's a big part of it.
Numbers-wise, you can look at a couple of their guys, but what makes them tough this year?
Offensive rebounding, traditionally that's how they are. They shoot and they literally send three guys to the weak side rebounding and they get after it. They're not a huge team. You know, they start, they're 6'5", their tallest guy they started. They've been starting, but they're averaging 15 offensive rebounds a game, and they just have a knack. You know, sometimes we just talked about in scouting report that sometimes it looks like they just force shots up just so they can go get the offensive rebound. And that's kind of traditionally how they've been in the past. And Alex North for them is playing really well. And, you know, he works as hard as anybody in our league. He's a very good player. He's a tough matchup because he can shoot the three, he can drive, he can post up. You know, they're solid. They rely a lot on their starters. Those guys play a lot of minutes, and they're talented.
Obviously, you've got three games in the five-day stretch here with the games game coming up on Monday. Now, I know player-wise, you want the players out on the court and just playing as hard as they can when they're on the floor at all times. But for you guys as coaching, do you kind of have to think about that and doing something maybe different to keep legs fresh and keeping them playing hard the entire time on the floor?
Yeah, I think that mostly comes with practices, shortening up practices in between. Like you said, you know, we're only going to have a day in between these games for practice. So we go really light. We don't go really long. I think when game time comes, you know, we want the guys that are playing well out there. I don't think it's anything that we look at maybe saving for the next game. Sometimes you get mad if it's a, you know, an MIAA tournament where you're possibly playing a few games in a few days. But tonight we'll just focus on, you know, the guys that are playing really well. We'll want out there and won't really worry about Monday until this one's over.
All right, Austin, go get one of
okay,
them.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. They face the Washburn Ichabods a little bit later on this evening here at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas. We're at the half of the women's matchup, 35-26. The lead for Washburn. We'll look at some of the numbers from the first half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back in Lee Arena in Topeka, a 35-26 lead for the Washburn Ichabods over the Northwest Missouri State women. As we look at some of the numbers from this one, really what allowed Washburn to grow out this 9-point lead here at the half was their outside shooting late in the half. They had 7 threes in the first half, but 4 of those 7 came in the last 7 minutes of the first half, and 3 of those came over a stretch over the last 3 minutes of the half. So that's what kind of allowed them to build out the lead that they enjoy here at the half. They ended up 7 of 16 from outside the arc, while Northwest Missouri State was 1 of 7 as a team. Looking at scoring from this one, 7 points off the bench for Timber Schechinger. She leads the Bearcats in scoring at halftime. 6 points for Ariel Easton. Easton 2 of 2 at the free throw line. The Cats as a team did not miss at the free throw line in the first half. 4 points apiece for Monique Stevens and Annie Matthews. Matthews pulling down a game-high 8 rebounds in the first half. 3 points, I should say, for Ashley Nelson. She was 1 of 1 at the free throw line. And a couple of points for Shelby Mustaine in the first half for Northwest as well. On the other side for Washburn, leading the way for them with 9 points is Taylor Ignato. She was 2 of 5 from 3-point range for the Ichabods. And 9 points as well for Haley Fowl. She was 3 of 6 from 3-point range in the first half. Fowl coming in, she had only hit 8 threes all season long, was 8 of 27 coming in. Ended up 3 of 6 in the first half here tonight. 5 points apiece for Kaysen Buckman and Brittany Lynch. Buckman hit a 3-pointer in the first half. Lynch with 4 rebounds for the Ichabods. Also 4 points for Kara Lee. 3 points in the first half for Janelle Travis. She was 1 of 2 from 3-point range. 7 rebounds for Honor Duvall, leading the way for the Ichabods on the glass. Some of the team numbers for these two teams. It was 10 of 31 shooting for Northwest Missouri State, 32%. They missed a bunch of shots in the paint in the first half. Did end up with 16 points in the paint, outscoring Washburn by 1 in the paint in the half. We mentioned the 3-point shooting. Northwest 5 of 5 at the free throw line in the first half, where Washburn was 2 of 4 at the line in the half. Rebounding, 21 to 18, the edge for the Ichabods in the first half. And both teams with 8 turnovers in the half. 9 points off of turnovers for Northwest Missouri State. 6 points off of turnovers for Washburn. 9 bench points from the Ichabods, and Northwest with 7 points off the bench. All 7 of those coming from Timber Schechinger in the first half, as Coach Michael Smith using just 8 players in the first half of this one here tonight. But again, we are here at the half, 35-26, the lead for Washburn, as both teams now back out on the floor, warming up for second half action here at Washburn. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get you ready for that second half. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat head coach Michael Smith going to tweak the lineup a little bit to start the second half. Merritt E. Scott will start the second half for the Bearcats along with Timber Schechinger. Those two came off the bench in the first half. Starters Ashley Nelson and Shelby Mustaine will start the second half on the bench for the Bearcats. Ariel Easton, Monique Stevens, and Andy Matthews will be out there as well. Washburn coach Ron McHenry going back to his starting lineup of Kaysen Buckman, Janelle Travis, Kara Lee, Taylor Ignato, and Brittany Lynch to start the second half in this one for Washburn. Again, don't forget Monday night basketball at Bearcat Arena. No, it's not on your schedule. This is a makeup from last Monday's games that were postponed. Northeastern State out of Oklahoma unable to make the trip up to Maryville because of the weather conditions between Tahlequah and Maryville. But they will come up for a Monday night game this week. So a 5:30 tip for the women. And we'll have it for you along the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll get started at 5:10 on Monday night, bringing you the broadcast of both the women's and men's games on Monday from Bearcat Arena. Cats are out there for the start of the second half. Washburn ready to go as well. 35-26, Washburn's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Northwest will have the ball to start the second half. They're going to work right to left here at Lee Arena as Easton takes the inbound and will run the point on this first possession. She'll work it over to the left side of the high post for Matthews. Hands it for Easton on the drive. Layup right side good. The give and go gets the first 2 points of this second half for Northwest Missouri State. 7-point game. Washburn with the lead in the ball. Buckman out to the top of the key. Lynch now over to the left side. Ignato walks it down toward the corner. Travis. Travis will bring it up to the wing. Now across right side. Ignato open. Takes the three. That one no good. Rebound for Timber Schechinger. Schechinger will leave it for Stevens across the timeline. Stevens now between the circles. Calls for Scott to come out to the wing. Gets it to her right side of the floor. Now to the high post for Matthews. Man-to-man defense from Washburn to start this second half. Over to the right side, Stevens. She'll bring it to the free throw line. Now to Matthews. Shot fake. Gets by Lee. Up with the reverse layup. No good. Kara Lee the rebound for Washburn. Outlet ahead to Travis. Left side stops. Jumper from 12. Good. Janelle Travis with 7 points. And it's a 37-28 game. The lead for Washburn. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. Just over a minute into the second half. Stevens works to the left wing with a dribble to Schechinger at the top of the key. Down the lane she goes, spins, up and under move. The left-handed shot no good. And Lee the rebound for Washburn. Another miss in the paint for the Northwest women. Over to the right side it goes to Travis. She'll skip it across to the left. Ignato on the drive up with the runner draws the foul. And they're going to call the foul on the floor against Merritt E. Scott. That'll be the first foul of this second half. It's also the first against Scott. And Buckman will inbound on the baseline left. Kaysen Buckman gets it over to the left side for Travis. She'll bring it up to the wing, now out between the circles. Over to the right side, Buckman. She goes on the drive, up with the underhanded double clutch shot, no good. Rebound tipped around Schechinger, out of there with it for Northwest. Head to Stevens, she'll trot up the floor, bring it to the middle, and be picked up by Janelle Travis. On to the left sideline, she goes with it. Between the circles, Scott. To the right elbow for Matthews. Top of the key, Easton. Gets a screen from Matthews. Backs up. Thought about it, the long shot. Now to the corner for Scott. Scott will bring it up to the wing. Now on the drive. Kick it out. Schechinger. Left corner three. In and out. No good. Lee tips the rebound, but Buckman out of there with it for Washburn. Still a 9-point game. The Ichabods with the lead. 2 minutes into the second half. Over to the left side. It goes to Ignato. Ignato picks up the dribble on the wing. The pass tipped by Stevens, but chased down by Travis. She's out between the circles with it. Gets a screen from Lee onto the left wing. Lob inside to Lynch. Lynch skips it out to the right wing. Buckman takes a three. That one short. Rebound for Monique Stevens. She gets it on the run across the timeline. Over to the right side, Easton. Easton hesitates. Stops up with a shot off the glass. In and out. No good. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Matthews out to the left side. Will get it to Stevens. And Northwest will reset the offense. Already 4 misses in the paint in this second half alone. High post right, Schechinger, top of the key for Scott. Scott down the right side of the lane, guarded by Lynch, backs it out, gives it for Easton. Shot fake, now a drive, shot up good this time for Ariel Easton. 10 for Easton, and it's a 37-30 lead for Washburn. Ichabods with the ball, just over 3 minutes into the second half. Top of the key open, Ignato takes the 3, no good. Rebound Matthews, gets it over to Stevens. And Annie Matthews with her 10th rebound of the game for Northwest Missouri State. Stevens on the left side between the circles for Easton. She'll bring it over to the right with the dribble. Now gives it to the high post for Matthews. Top of the key, Scott hesitates, drives, up with the runner. Ignato blocks it away. Travis comes up with it. Long pass ahead for Buckman. Layup on the left is good for Kaysen Buckman. 7 for Buckman, back to a 9-point Washburn lead. Stevens on the right side with it. Guarded by Travis, picks up the dribble. Now to Matthews. Down the right side of the lane she goes. Shot over Lee. Short. Rebound for Lee. Takes a dribble to get out of trouble and gives it up for Janelle Travis as the struggles inside continue, shooting-wise, for Northwest. Ignato gets it out to the top for Lynch. Now over to the left side, Buckman. Top of the key it goes, Ignato. Now over to the right for Lynch. Lynch will bring it top of the key. Travis back over to Lynch. Jumper inside the arc, and it's good for Brittany Lynch. 7 for Lynch, and it's a 41-30 game. Back to a double-digit lead for Washburn. Stevens walks it across midcourt, right side of the floor. Brings it over to the right sideline, right in front of her own bench. Now to Easton at the top of the key. Started left, goes right, spins in the paint, up with the runner, spins out, no good. Rebound tipped and chased by Buckman on the baseline for Washburn. And it goes to Travis. Now over to the left for Ignato. Ignato dribbling with it on the wing. Will bring it between the circles. Buckman. She'll leave it there for Travis, who will set the offense. On to the left, Ignato. And now Ignato running down Monique Stevens. But Stevens on the move will get called for the foul. That'll be the first on Monique Stevens. Second team foul. And Ashley Nelson into the lineup for Northwest, taking the place of Monique Stevens.
I tell you, man, you really hope that at halftime Northwest could regroup a little bit and get a little more focus on some of those inside shots, but unfortunately still having a hard time getting some good percentage looks at the bucket to fall down.
Alexandria Blarock also into the lineup as Timber Schekinger goes to the sideline. Yeah, I bet if Northwest hits half of what they've missed in the paint tonight, they've probably got a lead. Out between the circles, Travis works it to honor Duvall. Now to Lynch at the top. She'll take one dribble, give it up to the left side for Travis. Into Duvall, back to Lynch. Now over to the right side for Ignato. Swings around left, a three on the way from Travis. Off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked away from Duvall. It's off of Annie Matthews. Matthews tried to get the call and get the ball to go her way, but it will be an inbound for Washburn after a timeout. 14:50 to go, 41-30, the lead for Washburn over Northwest Missouri State. Back in a minute, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, 41-30. Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 14:50 to play in this one. And John, I can imagine the women are a little frustrated with the missed shots, but I think it's something they've still got to continue to go to, because you'd have to feel that eventually those are going to start going down.
Yeah, they're very percentage shots, so just keep doing what you're doing offensively. You're working the offense and getting good looks through the bucket, and just got to hope that they'll start falling. On the other hand, Washburn beginning to heat up a little bit from the perimeter now, knocking down 7 threes, which really is one of the biggest differences right now in the ball game. But again, Northwest getting good looks. They're just not falling, and you got to keep going at it and hope at some point here that they'll start to drop down.
Buckman inbounds it for Washburn coming out of the break. Janelle Travis will bring it between the circles to Lynch at the high post. Now she'll hand it off for Ignato to the top of the key. Over to the left, Buckman with it on the wing. Guarded by Scott between the circles. Goes to Travis. Travis inside the ball. One-on-one with Matthews. A hook shot on the way. Too strong. Rebound for Blarock on the backside. Good block out of Brittany Lynch by Alexandria Blarock. Easton cross midcourt with the dribble. Looks it over to the right side, hands it for Nelson. Now to Easton in the corner. Drive along the baseline. Blew by Buckman, gives it up to Matthews. Matthews back to Easton in the corner. Starts a drive again. This time Buckman gets a steal. Picks her pocket and will bring it up the floor. Now down the left side of the lane. And we'll kick it out. The pass tipped by Nelson, but it's chased down by Travis. Back to Buckman on the left side, and a travel by Cason Buckman. We'll give it right back to Northwest Missouri State.
So the Washburn team that's making some uncharacteristic type of mistakes that we haven't seen out of Ichabod teams through the years. So hopefully Northwest again can get some things going inside and take advantage of that.
Easton will work it to Blah Rock left side, down to the corner for Scott, stripped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds by Ignato. So an inbound coming for Northwest on the baseline left as Haley Fowle will check in and take the place of Brittany Lynch for the Ichabods. Again, Washburn's women's teams moving their nickname from the Lady Blues to the Ichabods this year. Inbound to Nelson, bumped as she shoots, no good, no call, rebound for Annie Matthews. Skip over to Scott, right wing, open, a three on the way, good for Merritt E. Scott. Just her third three of the season, but she is somebody that can hit from the outside. Her first points tonight, and it's a 41-33 game, Washburn with a lead. Duvall with it inside, no look pass to Buckman cutting to the basket, and she hits the shot inside. Cason Buckman with nine, and it's a 43-33 game, Washburn with a lead. Bearcat basketball, Nelson right side to the elbow for Matthews, 15-footer too strong, rebound inside for Fowle for Washburn. The outlet comes out to Travis. Travis looks in at Duvall. Duvall dribbles off her foot, but a forearm check is going to be called against Northwest. Annie Matthews called for her second. Third team foul, so Washburn will inbound on the baseline right. Buckman will trigger it in. Gets it out between the circles right for Travis. She'll bring it out toward the center circle. Start the offense. Her pass tipped by Nelson. Nelson will chase it down. Gives it ahead for Easton. Easton inside. Scott cutting to the basket. Hits the layup for Northwest. Five for Merritt E. Scott. All 5 points coming the last two trips down the floor. 43-35 the lead for Washburn. Up top, Ignato with it. One dribble over to the right for Buckman. Looked inside. Nothing there. Into the corner. Travis. Travis with a dribble, gets a screen, takes a three, no good. Duvall, the rebound, ripped out of her hands, though, by Annie Matthews. Matthews will give it up to Ariel Easton, and Easton will work it over to the right side. Gives it for Nelson. Nice crossover by Nelson on the drive. Misses the shot, but draws the foul. She'll get two free throw opportunities for Northwest with 12:20 to play in the game. The foul on Janelle Travis. Her second, first against Washburn, and we pause for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Nelson hits the first of her two free throw attempts. Shelby Mustaine checks into the lineup for Northwest, along with Monique Stevens and Timber Schekinger. Nelson and Blahrock stay on the floor for the Bearcats. Second free throw coming up for Nelson, and that one is good. So five now for Ashley Nelson. 43-37. The lead for Washburn, 12:15 to play. Ichabod's with it. On to the right side. It goes to Dana Channel. Saw a couple of minutes in the first half. Now inside Duvall. No look pass. Cutting along the baseline. Nickel. Her shot knocked away, but a foul will send her to the free throw line to shoot two for Washburn. Timber Schekinger called for her second foul, fourth team foul, and Nickel to the line where she's a 65% shooter. Junior out of Goddard, Kansas, averages just a couple of points a game, and her first free throw here gets half of those. 7-point lead for Washburn. Second free throw coming up for Nickel. And that one is good as well. The first 2 points of the game for Alyssa Nickel, 45-37 lead for Washburn. Monique Stevens running the point for Northwest to the high post, Mustaine. Out to the right, Nelson. Now a screen from Mustaine. Nelson on the drive tries the screen and roll. Mustaine had to tip it out to chase it down. Now Nelson on the right wing. Wanted the three, but good recovery by Nickel over to the left, Stevens. Down on the block, Schekinger. She'll dribble down to the baseline through the lane, kick it out to Blahrock. Top of the key, Stevens. Six on the shot clock to Mustaine. A dribble by Mustaine. Hook shot up, short. Rebound inside for Haley Fowle for Washburn. Outlet goes to Nickel. Now up top, foul, inside to Vall, over to the left side for Nickel. She'll set the offense, working it to Buckman on the right wing. Buckman on the drive, through a double team, hits the layup. Buckman with 11, and it's a 10-point game once again. Washburn with the lead. Northwest got as close as 6 a few minutes ago. That's the closest they've been in the second half so far. 11:07 to go in the game. Down the right side of the lane, Schechinger kicks it to Mustaine. 17-footer on the way, short. Their ball goes out of bounds and will belong to Washburn. Ariel Easton and Andy Matthews back in for Northwest. Blarock Mustaine to the sideline for the Cats. 11 minutes to go, a 47-37 lead for Washburn. Up the floor comes Alyssa Nickel. Wanted to work it right, instead has to go over to Buckman on the left side. Now out top, she gets it to Foul, back to Buckman. Through the ball, back to Foul. She'll put up a three. That one is good. Haley Foul had hit 8 threes all year. She's got 4 tonight.
And she's been wide open on most of those tonight.
And a timeout for Northwest. 10:33 to go. 50-37 the lead for Washburn. We're back to Lee Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, 50-37. Washburn out to their biggest lead of this game. 10:33 to play in the ball game. Washburn hitting 4 threes in the last 7 minutes of the first half, and really their outside shooting is they're here at the start of the second half as well. Northwest with just 1 3-pointer so far tonight, and you take a look at Washburn, and they've got 5.
One of the things that they've improved upon as this game's gone along is getting the passes in the paint and then the kick out on the perimeter for the open look. They struggled a little bit with that first 10 minutes or so of the game, but since then they're getting a little bit of better look on the perimeter because of the entry passes.
Northwest with the ball coming out of the break. Ariel Easton on the left side gets it over to Stevens. Stevens on the right wing, wants to drive with it, gets into the paint, fakes a pass, has to go up with the shot, it's off the front of the rim, and Brittany Lynch the rebound for Washburn. Pass will go ahead to Dana Channel, down to the baseline, gives it for Foul. Now it comes out to Lynch, over to the left side, Buckman. Buckman left open, takes a three, there it is. Kaysen Buckman with her second three of the game, 14 for her, and it's a 53-37 lead for Washburn. Northwest with the basketball. Monique Stevens on the right side. Nelson, top of the key. Nelson to Easton. Easton down the lane. Up with the runner. Off the glass. Got it to go. 12 for Easton. 9.5 minutes to play here. Washburn with the basketball. Alyssa Nickel across midcourt. Nickel will work it over to the right side. On the wing for Channel. Inside to Lynch, out to the left side, a drive from Nickel. Nickel stumbles, but gets rid of the basketball. Gets it to Channel, out to Buckman, a three on the way. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped underneath. Nickel comes out of there with it for Washburn. To the left side, Channel with the three. That's too strong. The air ball will go out of bounds. And Northwest will have it after a timeout. 9:05 to go, 53-39. The lead for Washburn over Northwest Missouri State. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
53-39, Washburn with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women with 9:05 to play here in Topeka, Kansas. The Bearcats will be back at home Monday night. Face Northeastern State out of Oklahoma in a makeup from the game postponed last Monday. 5:30 tip for the women's game. We'll have it for you on the Bearcat Radio Network starting at 5:10. Northwest will have the ball coming out of the break. Monique Stevens will bring it up the floor against Alyssa Nickel for Washburn. Stevens on the left side. Works it toward the top of the key. Now gives it up for Easton. Easton to Schechinger. Schechinger with a fake of a pass and away from the ball. We've got a foul against Washburn. Annie Matthews trying to work her way through the lane. Draws the foul on Brittany Lynch. That's one on her. And Northwest will inbound baseline right. Stevens out to Schechinger. Now to Nelson. Nelson back to Schechinger. Gives it up for Easton. Into the corner, Stevens. A three on the way. Short. Stevens follows her shot and gets the rebound. Brings it out between the circles. Over to the right side, Nelson. She'll go on the drive. Up with the runner, and that's good for Ashley Nelson. Seven for Nelson. 53-41. A 12-point lead for Washburn. 8.5 minutes to go. Nickel will work it over to the left side for Buckman. Lobs it into Lynch. Just off the block and out of the free throw line. Buckman up with a shot, no good. Rebound tipped out. Easton with it for Northwest. She'll lead the break to the top of the key. Over to the right side, Nelson. She'll drive with it into the lane. Wild shot. She draws the foul. And will get to the free throw line for two. The foul on Dana Channel is her first. 13 foul against Washburn in this half. And Nelson to the line where she is 3 of 3. Tonight, Cats as a team 7 of 7 at the free throw line. And the first free throw is good for Ashley Nelson. Honor Duvall comes back on the floor with Janelle Travis and Taylor Ignato for Washburn. 8:11 to go. Ashley Nelson will get a second free throw attempt for Northwest. And that one is on the way and rattles out. First miss of the night from the free throw line for the Cats. Brittany Lynch with a rebound for Washburn. The outlet to Travis. And she'll work it over to the right side for Buckman on the wing. To Lynch, top of the key. On to the left side, Ignato. Now back to Travis. Gets a screen from Duvall. Dribbles onto the wing with it. Over to the right side. Ignato will launch a three, and it's good. Ignato with her third three of the ball game. 12 points for her. Washburn with the 14-point lead. 7:42 to go. Between the circles left side, Stevens to the high post. It goes to Matthews. Out to Schechinger. Schechinger started a drive, now lobs it into Matthews. Matthews with a dribble, bumped as she tries to go up with a shot. Draws the foul on Honor Duvall. That'll be the second on Duvall. Fourth team foul. And an inbound coming on the baseline left for Northwest. Monique Stevens will step out to trigger it in. Into the corner for Matthews. Up on the wing, Schechinger, a three on the way, off the front of the rim. Long rebound chased down by Kason Buckman for Washburn. Buckman will give it up to Travis. Over to the left side on the wing, Ignato. Down to the baseline, has it knocked away and taken away as Annie Matthews comes out of there with the ball. Gives it up for Stevens, who gets by Travis, who went for the steal. Now to the top of the key, into the lane. Over to the left for Schechinger on the block. Out to Stevens between the circles. She brings it onto the left side of the floor with the dribble. Now to the elbow. Schechinger, Easton, open a three on the way. Good for Ariel Easton. First three of the game for Easton. She has 15 points. That's her team high 24th three-pointer on the season. 56-45 the lead for Washburn. 6:42 to go. Lynch, top of the key. Over to the right side, Buckman. Buckman onto the wing, Ignato. Ignato inside to Duvall. Duvall over to the left, a three from Buckman. Good. Jeez, they started out cold, but they have absolutely turned it around from the outside.
They've had some good looks out there, but there have been some times from Northwest and everything you could expect defensively, and they're still knocking down threes.
6:17 to go, a 14-point lead for Washburn. Nelson on the drive, shot off the back of the rim. She tips the rebound out to Stevens. Easton with it between the circles. Works it over to the right. Stevens near the sideline. Out top of the key, Nelson. Left side for Schechinger. Bounce pass into Matthews, and Matthews will hit the shot. That's six for Annie Matthews. Timeout Northwest. 5:59 to go. 59-47 the lead for Washburn. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
5:59 to go in Topeka, 59-47 the lead for Washburn over the Northwest Missouri State women. Washburn will have the ball.
14 is in for the Indians, Carol Lee.
And across midcourt comes Janelle Travis. She'll bring it over to the left side for Ignato. Ignato to the top of the key. Lynch takes a dribble, open from 16. The shot rattles out. Rebound to Annie Matthews. The 13th rebound of the game for Matthews. Across the timeline comes Ariel Easton. Easton working it over to the left side. Now to the high post for Matthews. Matthews spins, gets it to Blaurock. She takes her eyes off of it. It's through her hands to Janelle Travis. Travis over to Ignato, left side. The runner off the glass. Good for Taylor Ignato, and she draws a foul. She's going to get a three-point play opportunity for Washburn. Foul on Timber Schechinger is her third. Shelby Mustaine checks into the lineup for Northwest as Matthews goes to the sideline. And a free throw on the way. Good. So 15 points for Taylor Ignato. She averages 18 a game for Washburn. And it's a 62-47 lead for the Ichabods. Mustaine left side, skips it over to Nelson on the right. Nelson with a nice crossover, gets it to Schechinger. Schechinger will dribble to the free throw line. Down to Mustaine, taken away by Lynch. Lynch will get it out to Janelle Travis. Travis ahead of Ignato. Ignato with a wild shot. Missed. Rebound Lee. The follow good for Kara Lee. Six for Lee. Easton tried to go ahead to Ashley Nelson, and it's taken back by Washburn. Head on the left side, Buckman, left wide open. Kiss off the glass from 10 is good for Kaysen Buckman. She's got 19, her season average. 66-47 the lead for Washburn with 4:37 to go. Inside of Mustaine, double team, fadeaway, shot off the glass, good. And Mustaine will get a three-point play opportunity for Northwest as she draws the foul inside. Kara Lee called for her third.
Tough shot by Mustaine that time out of a double team. Had to really muscle up with that shot and get it to go down while getting contact.
A free throw will come after a timeout. 66-49 Washburn, 4:34 to go. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
4:34 to go in Topeka, 66-49, the lead for Washburn over the Northwest Missouri State women. The men's matchup between Northwest and Washburn comes your way shortly after this one is complete here at Lee Arena. And don't forget, home basketball Monday, Northwest Missouri State and Northeastern State out of Oklahoma, and a makeup from the game that was postponed from last Monday. Again, 5:30, the tip for the women's game. We're on the air at 5:10 with the pregame show before that one along the Bearcat Radio Network.
3-point shooting really been what's put Washburn in front of Northwest right now, knocking down 11 of 27, and it seems like every time Northwest has a little bit of a run, Washburn comes back down and answers with a couple of threes.
And Mustaine hits the free throw coming out of the timeout to get a 3-point play. 66-50 to lead for Washburn. Buckman on the right side to Lynch, top of the key. Now to left Ignato, over to the right side for Buckman. Buckman with one dribble, out to Ignato. She'll work it to the left side. Bounce pass over toward the sideline for Travis. She brings it up to the wing, out of the free throw line, through the lane, jump stop, layup on the right, no good. Rebound for Timber Schechinger, and then a foul on Kara Lee, knocking the back of the head of Shelby Mustaine. And that will be the fourth on Kara Lee. So Northwest with the basketball, 4:09 to go, a 16-point lead for the Ichabods. Onto the right side, Merritt E. Scott. To the right elbow, Schechinger. Out to Nelson. Out of Scott. She'll bring it over to the left side. To Mustaine at the high post. Off left, Nelson on the drive. Nelson bumped by Lee, and she's done. So that's the fifth on Kara Lee. It's going to be the seventh team foul, so it'll be a one-and-one opportunity for Ashley Nelson for Northwest Missouri State. So Kara Lee will finish with 6 points. And Nelson steps to the free throw line where she is 4 of 5 in this game. 3:51 to go. Front end of the 1-1 is good for Ashley Nelson, so she'll get a second opportunity. 9 points for Nelson. Second one coming up here for Ashley Nelson. And that one off the back of the rim. Duvall there for the rebound. Merity Scott reaches in, gets a held ball. Possession arrow, though, will give it to Washburn with 3:49 to go.
Good heads-up play by Scott as Duvall brought the ball down around her waist a little bit lower, and Scott was able to reach in and force the tie-up.
Janelle Travis brings it up the floor for the Ichabods over to Buckman right side. Top of the key for Lynch. She'll hand it to Ignato. Onto the right side for Buckman. Bounce pass into Lynch, posting up on Schechinger. A couple of dribbles for her. Hook shot with the left hand off the glass. Good for Brittany Lynch. 9 for Lynch. 68-51, the lead for Washburn. On the right side, Mustaine with it at the elbow. Out to the corner for Stevens. Gets a screen from Mustaine. Steps back, now drives with it. Tried to kick it out to Schechinger. Throws it right to Lynch. Lynch will give it up to Travis. And Janelle Travis goes over to the left side for Ignato. To the top of the key, Lynch. Onto the right side, Buckman. Inside for Duvall. No look pass left side, Lynch. She'll drive with it. Shot knocked away by Schechinger, who will also be called for a foul. That'll be the fourth on Timber Schechinger. And will result in 2 free throws for Brittany Lynch. Lynch, a 72% free throw shooter. 1 for 2 in this ball game. First of her 2 on this trip. No good. Annie Matthews and Ariel Easton back in for Northwest. Stevens and Schechinger to the sideline for the Cats. Second free throw for Lynch is good. She rattled that one down. 10 points for Brittany Lynch. 3 minutes to go, and it's a 69-51 lead for Washburn. Over to the right side, Nelson. Now to the high post, Mustaine. Staying to Easton. Shot fake. Drive to the baseline. Stop. Jumper from 6. No good. Buckman with a rebound on the backside. Now gives it up for Travis. She's up the floor with it. Gives it to Buckman. Top of the key, Lynch. Over to the right side, Ignato. Another 3 on the way. That one well short. Mustaine trying to fight off Duvall for the rebound. Merity Scott reaches in trying to get a held ball, but a foul call. And this one will go on Scott for the reach. That'll be the second on Merritt E. Scott. 7th team foul. So Honor Duvall will have a 1-1 opportunity after a timeout. 2:35 to go. 69-51 the lead for Washburn over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, Honor Duvall will step to the free throw line for Washburn with 2:35 to go, an 18-point lead for the Ichabods. As Duvall to the line for the first time in this game, she rattles down the first free throw for her first point of the ball game. Second opportunity coming up for Duvall. She's a transfer in from Long Island University and also had a junior college stop. This is her third stop on her collegiate career as a junior for Washburn. Hits the second free throw. Lead grows to 20. High post, Mustaine with it on the right side, out to Easton, now over to the left, Nelson, a three-pointer on the way for Ashley Nelson off the front of the rim, rebound tipped by Buckman and chased down by Ignato, who loses it out of bounds on the sideline, but we're going to say it is off of Ariel Easton, and Washburn will inbound with 2:17 to go. Inbound in the backcourt for Travis, will give it up for Ignato. Ignato gets around a double team and across the timeline, over to the right side for Travis. Into the center circle she goes, over to Ignato right side, top of the key for Lynch. Lynch on to the left side, Buckman inside Duvall, double team, pass tip. Buckman nearly chased it down, she lost it out of bounds, but they're going to say it's off of Mustaine and will belong to Washburn. Just inside 2 minutes to play here, Northwest down by 20. Ignato gets it out to the right side for Travis. Travis to the free throw line, open, 15-footer, goes down for Janelle Travis. 9 for Travis, 73-51 the lead for Washburn. Easton with it on the right side. Now to Nelson. Back to Easton. Easton with the crossover down to the baseline. Tries to go in the lane, loses the ball, and it's picked up by Lynch, but taken out of her hands by Matthews, who will hit a layup on the left side. Annie Matthews with 8. And we've got a timeout for Washburn. A minute 30 to go. A 20-point lead for Washburn, and we'll be back to Topeka in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
73-53, Washburn's lead over the Northwest Missouri State women as Washburn got hot from the outside tonight to build up a big lead. Northwest Missouri State struggling in the paint with their shots tonight. And Washburn will go back above 500 in conference play. Over to the left side. Ellie Fowl with it. Fowl will give it up to Nickel. Nickel inside to Fowl. Shot fake, shot up, no good. Rebound tapped out. Kenna Veldhuizen will come up with it for Northwest. Ashley Ginther in the ball game along with Alexandria Blaurock. Meredith Scott, who takes a three from the right wing. It's no good. Rebound inside for Alexis Bowens for Washburn. We also see Denise McEnany on the floor for Northwest Missouri State as well. On the left side, Fowl with it near the sideline. Brings it out between the circles for Nickel. Nickel hands it on the right side to Bowen. Now over to the left side, Fowl. Down to the baseline with the dribble. Shot stripped away by Meredith Scott. Now out to the left side for Bowen. Bowen up with the three. That's short. Rebound tipped inside, but a foul on Alexis Bowens will be her first. And it will give Northwest a 1-1 opportunity with 33 seconds to play. Alexandria Blaurock will go to the free throw line for Northwest. Blaurock 6 of 9 on the season from the free throw line. And the front end of the 1-1, good for Blaurock. Second one coming her way as Blaurock scores her first point of the evening. And the second one is good as well. She got both. It's a 73-55 game. Washburn with the lead in the ball. Nickel will bring it up the floor over to the right side. Getting it for Bowen. Bowen at the top of the key. Tries to get a pass out top. It is tipped by Bellheisen. I guess it was not tipped. It did go in the backcourt and a backcourt violation. And Northwest will have it with 21 seconds to play. Bellheisen takes the inbound in the backcourt. Works it over to the right side for Scott. Now to Blaurock. Top of the key. She's got it. Spins. Gets it out to McEnany. High post for Ginther. Back to McEnany. On the wing, she'll go top of the key, Bellheisen, 7 to play, over to the left for McEnany. McEnany with a dribble to Blaurock, a three-pointer on the way from the top of the key, spins out. Rebound inside for Jonna McClellan, and that will do it. Your final score, 73-55, Washburn with the win over Northwest Missouri State. We owe you a timeout before going to our post game. We're back to Topeka, Kansas in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. 73-55, Washburn with the win over Northwest Missouri State as the Ichabods hit 39% of their three-pointers, going 11 of 28. From the outside, Bearcats getting just three threes in this one tonight and struggling shooting inside as well. Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. The Bearcat women fall to 1-5 in MIAA play, 4-9 overall as Washburn improves to 9-5 and 4-3. We'll be back with more from Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Kansas after a loss for the Northwest Missouri State women, 73-55 to the Washburn Ichabods. And John, this one frustrating because I think we really saw some decent effort out of Northwest tonight. We saw them come out here, play with some energy, play like they could get a win in this ball game, but just couldn't complete plays, couldn't hit shots inside. And then You saw Washburn get hot from the outside, and it became the difference today.
Yeah, it was just very frustrating from the standpoint of Northwestern Heights running their offense. They were doing what they wanted from their game plan offensively. The end result was, though, they were missing some shots that they had good looks at the bucket. They weren't defended tremendously on a lot of those. They just wouldn't fall. And on the other end, Washburn getting off to a slow start offensively, but they began to get some looks on the perimeter and knocking down some threes. Really a different type of Washburn woman team from what we've seen in the past, where they used to have such an explosive game out of the transition. Well, we didn't see that tonight. But what we did see is the game went along. They began to get that inside-outside game going a little bit better, and those kickouts on the perimeter, they had some open looks, and Washburn took advantage of them.
Final tonight, 73-55. Washburn with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back with our Extra Effort Award winner after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how the university saves energy.
We all know that budgets are tight everywhere in households, and certainly in radio stations and across the university. And so anything we can do to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, we will. But also, from a pure savings perspective, you know, we are trying to conserve energy, et cetera. And we've been a long-time leader in that for, you know, multiple decades, and so many people involved with that. But as we think back to the summer of 2012, only a year ago or so, we have realized a financial savings of about $600,000 thanks to the efforts of our facility services team. And it really comes down to operating our campus more efficiently and reducing energy costs across buildings, across a variety of uses, and as you mentioned, a lighting upgrade. And we really started that lighting upgrade last summer, and we've installed more energy-efficient lighting and control systems in our academic buildings, in our residence halls, and for listeners that know the campus, a couple of examples. One is the Student Rec Center. You know, that thing is used, as you well know, John. But we've put in 30% more light in there, so, you know, easier to see if you're making a basket or not. But also, we're using 25% less power. So very, very significant upgrade. And in the end, we're saving about $3,000 per year in energy savings in the rec center alone. But that it doesn't just stop at the rec center. It goes across all of our high-rise residential halls, the Lampkin Activity Center we've done, the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building, and the some other buildings across campus.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
The 73-55 win for the Washburn women tonight over Northwest Missouri State. It is time for our Extra Effort Award. And, John, a solid effort really from start to finish for Annie Matthews.
That it was. Matthews ends up with 8 points, but she pulled down 13 rebounds tonight to go along with three assists and two steals. She is 4 of 9 on plays inside and had nine defensive rebounds, going along with 4 offensive rebounds for that 13 rebound total. But just a great effort out of Annie Matthews tonight.
Ariel Easton, the only double-digit scoring for Northwest tonight, as she finished with 15 points in the ballgame to go along with 3 steals. On the other side for Washburn, 19 points out of Kaysen Buckman, including 3 threes. She also had 8 rebounds to go along with those 19 points to lead the Ichabods. 15 points for Taylor Ignato, including 3 threes, and 10 points out of Brittany Lynch, rounding out the double-digit scoring for Washburn tonight. But again, the win for Washburn, 73-55 over Northwest Missouri State, as the Bearcat women fall to 4-9 on the season, 1-5 in the MIAA. Washburn to 9-5 and 4-3. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome back to Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas on the Washburn University campus. It's game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network for the Bearcat men's basketball team. They come in 9-5 on the season, 4-1 in MIAA play, and coming off an overtime win on Thursday night over Nebraska Kearney and Kearney, 73-69 the final score in that game. And they'll face a Washburn Ichabod team tonight that's 11-2 on the year, 4-2 in conference play, and they're beginning the first of a four-game homestand here at Lee Arena. They're also coming off their second loss of the season. That was a 77-63 loss at Central Missouri. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, a tough task ahead for the Northwest men's team here tonight.
Yeah, one thing we're going to have to see the Northwest men do here tonight is to return to pre-break form. You look at the Bearcats and how they were playing basketball before that mandatory break, before finals, that sort of thing. They're playing some really, really good basketball. It's really encouraging to what we've seen. But the two games since break have not been great. You know, they had the loss at home last Saturday, and Thursday night they got a win. And even though they didn't play great basketball or play like we saw them play before the break, they got the win, which is important. But it's time to see them come out of that. And I think if they do play the way they were playing basketball before the break, they can end the home winning streak for the Ichabods.
I think the thing that encouraged Coach McCollum in that win against Nebraska Kearney, the fact that they got great effort in that game. Not necessarily maybe execution out of that, but the effort was there in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where it's got to start. You know, some of the other things that happen if you're giving effort and are going bad can change. But the thing with you're not giving effort or you're not trying as hard, it's a lot harder to change those things for the positive. So that's one thing I think we know we'll get out of this Northwest team is effort here tonight. Let's hope that translates into a win.
Two teams going through their pregame warm-up, so we're back and have more for you from Topeka, Kansas, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest and Washburn going through their pregame warm-ups. Matt, you talked a little bit about it in the open there, about how well this Washburn team plays here at the Lee Arena. They definitely put together some good numbers here. The one thing about it, they haven't been here all that often. It's just their fourth home game since November 26th.
Yeah, they haven't. You know, they are 7-0 at home, but like you said, some of those came very early in the season. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they play against Northwest tonight, because some of those wins are against, you know, some pretty easy teams. But, you know, they've in a position now with just a couple of conference losses. They've got some talent. You know, if they rebound well, which has kind of been their mantra, especially on the offensive end, they're a pretty good basketball team. So, you know, if you haven't been at home all that often, you really like to get back at home, and it just makes it makes you that much more hungry to get a win at home.
And they've got a few coming up, as we mentioned a little bit earlier. This is the first of a four-game homestand for the Ichabods as they face Northwest here tonight. When we come back, we'll hear more from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1992 graduate Daryl Johnson was recently inducted into the National Teachers Hall of Fame. Johnson is currently an English and Communications Arts instructor at Smithville High School in Smithville, Missouri. He says he tries to find ways to continue to relate to his students in the classroom.
Some of the key things to classroom success, from what I've been told, is good classroom management, knowledge of your content, and being able to connect with these young adults who are really living in this fast-paced world of informational text, to make these personal connections to literature. And some of my foundational principles include mutually high expectations of one another and embracing humor in the classroom, and making sure I get to know these kids as individuals. Once they know me and I know them, a true education can occur.
Johnson also received his master's degree from Northwest in 1998 and says the university has played a strong role in the success he's had since leaving the Maryville campus.
They prepared me very well for the classroom. In fact, I was at the alumni banquet this last year, and I sat at a table with Dr. Albertini and his wife, and Dr. Red, my father-in-law, and Dr. Jasinski and his wife, and just reminded them how impressed I was with the quality of education that I received. And, you know, these professors that I had years ago still remember who I am. They remember where you come from. They were really invested in you as a student, and that said a lot to me. That spoke volumes to me.
Johnson is also a former Missouri Teacher of the Year, which gave him an opportunity to meet President George W. Bush in the Oval Office.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, kind of in the middle of an NBA type of schedule here with a game every other day.
Yeah, we've got quite a few, and I think it's, 5 and 10 days. And I think our kids like it more than coaches. The coaches have to prepare so quickly for the next opponent. The kids, they don't really care. They just want to play games. So it's good for them. You know, now we just got to make sure we come out with energy in each of these games, and the same energy, the same intensity that we have during a game where we'd have a 3-day break. So we'll guess we'll find out tonight. This will kind of be the start of that little stretch run and see if we can get a win.
Now you're coming off a win on Thursday night over a Nebraska Kearney team, as you said, after the ball game, probably not one of the better games the team's played, but one that you just gutted it out and they found a way to win in overtime.
Yeah, I thought we played really hard. Whenever you play hard, you give yourself a chance. Playing hard allows you to miss a few jumpers, allows you to miss a few free throws, allows you to make a few mistakes. As long as you keep competing hard and staying with the process, you still give yourself a chance to win the basketball game, and we did that.
I've got a Washburn team here this evening in Lee Arena in Topeka, a team that's coming in only 2 losses.
Yeah, I think they've gotten votes to be ranked. They're on an 11-game win streak at home, and so they're going to be a tough team to beat here, and we just got to come out ready and come out to compete.
Traditionally, they've always been a strong rebounding team.
That's what they are again. They rebound the basketball, they score in transition, and they score in their out-of-bounds plays. They're all easy baskets. If you can be disciplined while maintaining your aggression, you've got a chance.
And what are some things that make them especially tough here at Lee Arena?
I don't really know. I just think it's just natural that people win at home more than they win on the road, and they've always had good teams, so they just win at home.
And again, an important stretch of games for you, and not only because you're playing so many in a short period of time, but even though there's a lot to still be played for in the MIAA, kind of a key stretch for you, it looks like.
I think so. I think every game's key. We get done with one game, and before that game we said, oh, this is a huge game, and then all of a sudden the next game's a huge game. And so every game's big, and you just have to be ready to go and give yourself a shot to win it at the end.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Sean.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back here with the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
An event put on by Northwest Missouri State's Career Services will help students clarify their goals and organize a search strategy that meets their needs when finding an internship. Career Services will hold an internship workshop called How to Find an Internship at 1 Thursday afternoon, January 23rd. It will be in the meeting room A of the J.W. Jones Student Union. Northwest Missouri State Career Development Coordinator of Internships, Rosalie Weatherman, says it's important for students to find an internship to add to their resume.
To get hands-on experience that parallels or coordinates with the in-class experience so that they are ready for that job market after graduation and are headed in the right direction toward their future career.
Weatherman says one thing employers look for is good communication skills.
And that's written and oral communication skills. Lots of other skills can be taught in the workplace about a particular company's business or organization's duties, but those basic things of communication, strong work ethic, interpersonal skills, flexibility, analytical skills, and the initiative, those are things that they're looking for before hiring an intern and ultimately a full-time employee.
Weatherman says students often ask where to begin.
That's usually their first question is, I just don't even know how to get started in looking for an internship. So I help them with that process of thinking about what they want to do, maybe prioritizing a little bit about what they're interested in, and offering them some resources to move ahead, things that they can look at online. On our website can be very helpful. We talk about the resume, getting that together, that process, interviewing. So it's a great basic step.
For more information on how to find an internship, visit nwmissouri.edu/careerservices. Again, the workshop is Thursday, January 23rd at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Meeting Room A of the J.W. Jones Student Union.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, Northwest and Washburn in the men's game of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Earlier tonight, the Northwest women lost to Washburn 73-55. As we look at the lineups for the Bearcats, same lineup they've gone with throughout the season. At one of the guards spots, Deshaun Cooper, a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, averaging 13 points, going along with 3 rebounds a contest. Lanson Williams, the other guard, a 6-foot senior. Out of St. Joseph Lafayette, he's coming off a 20-point performance against Nebraska Kearney on Thursday evening. There was one stretch where he scored 8 unanswered points, knocked down a couple of threes, then had a breakaway layup, which gave Northwest the lead toward the end of regulation. Bearcats would go into overtime and pull out that win against Nebraska Kearney, 73-69. At a wing spot, Connor Kirker, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas. He's averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds a contest. First in the NIAA in free throw shooting percentage. He had 15 points in the win over Nebraska Kearney. Inside, Kyle Slake, a 6'10 senior out of Firth, Nebraska. He had 4 block shots against the Lopers on Thursday night. He's averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. And Dylan Starzl inside, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri. 10th in the NIAA in scoring. And second in the conference in field goal shooting percentage, averaging 16 points and nearly 6 rebounds. The contest, he is also in double figures Thursday against UNK with 11 points. For Washburn, they'll be starting at one of the 4 spots, Jeff Reed, a 6'6 junior out of Topeka, Kansas, a transfer from St. Louis University. He's second on the team with 28 now, offensive rebounds. One of the strong rebounders for this Ichabod team, averaging nearly 10 points and 7 rebounds per game. Corey Fisher also starting in the guard spot, a 6'2 junior of East Orange, New Jersey, and a transfer from Passaic County Community College, averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. He had a season-high 9 field goal attempts against UCM and that loss to Central Missouri. Kyle Wiggins at a guard, a 6'2 junior out of Leavenworth, Kansas, averaging 15 points and 3 rebounds a game, and he's been in double figures in points scored in the last 10 games for the Ichabods. At a forward is Alex North, a 6'6 junior out of Topeka, Kansas, averaging 14 points and 9 rebounds per contest. He's also had no fewer than 6 rebounds in each of the last 12 games. And also at a forward position, Leon Flowers, a 6'5 senior out of Wichita, Kansas, and a transfer from Colorado State at Pueblo, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per game. Also expect to see a lot out of Stephon Drain, a 6'8 junior at Raleigh, North Carolina. He started a lot of their games, but most recently coming off the bench and performing well in that six-man position, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds a game. Washburn, coached by Bob Chipman, in his 35th season with 751 wins and 306 losses. He coached the team while an NAIA member in 1986-87, winning the national championship. And for Northwest, coached by Ben McCollum in his 5th year as head coach of the Bearcats. We'll be back getting ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at maryvillemo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.